This is Mark Dancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We welcome our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that is going to be carrying and that is carrying Mark Dancos America on the Republic Broadcasting Network to both the greater Memphis area as well as to a much wider audience in the American South. We hope to be picking up some additional affiliates of that caliber in the days ahead. But again, a welcome to WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. And also mentioning that at 8:30 this morning, Jeff Patterson is going to be on to discuss the Lieutenant Aaron Watata case, the mistrial that was declared in that case, and Jeff's post for that situation at lourockwell.com. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, Michael Perutka, the 2004 candidate for the Constitution Party for the presidency of the United States, is going to get on the line with me and talk for about an hour about third-party presidential politics and the state of the American right and what seems to be going on in this foreign policy crisis. But right now we have a very special friend I'd like to introduce all of you to, who has been a very fine moral supporter and financial supporter of the Republic Broadcasting Network, Kurt Tompkins. Kurt has a business in San Antonio, Texas, entitled Bedfan. You can find that at www.bedfan.com, B-E-D-F-A-N, www.bedfan.com, and you'll learn about a product that may be of very significant value to you and to your family members. Kurt, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Good. Tell us a little bit about Bedfan and how you got started in this business and why it's maybe important for some of our listeners to partake of your product.
Well, let's start with the basics. Basically, when you sleep at night, your body is generating heat continuously. And there's only three ways that the body can get rid of that heat that it generates. One is by conduction. And conduction would be an analogy of when you get into bed and you feel the sheets are nice and cool and nice and crispy. That's when you feel the conductive heat leaving your body because it feels cool. The next way is radiation. Now, radiation is when you get close to a person and you can feel their body heat. That's radiation. You don't touch them, but you can feel that heat coming off of them. The next way is convection. Convection is when you stand in front of a fan and you feel that heat just leaving you. You can feel the cool breeze. That's called convection. Now, with those three methods, when you get into bed, all three of those methods pretty much cease to exist as the night goes on. Now, a bed, by nature, is insulated, so it's not going to let as much heat go out as you generate. But once you reach a optimum temperature in your room, you're able to let the heat out that you generate. And as you generate that heat, the basic thing that you have to do is you have to be able to get rid of it. Now, if somebody's go ahead.
We'll be back, Kurt. This is Mark Dancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Kurt Tompkins of Bedfan, www.bedfan.com. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station. They're going to be carrying Mark Dankos America and are carrying it for the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider audience in the American South. That's really good news. We wish all the best to WMQM AM 1600 and look forward to a very long and friendly relationship with those fine people. We're talking this morning initially with Kurt Tompkins of Bedfan, and you can find his product at www.bedfan.com. Kurt, I was thinking a little bit during the break about my own situation. Going back to, just as an example, the year 2000, I was going to graduate school in Philadelphia at Westminster Theological Seminary. I was running for the United States Senate in Delaware that year against Tom Carper and Bill Roth. And then I had a secular job on the side to try and bring some additional income in. I was making, I think, $8.50 an hour as a security officer for a retirement community. And between all of those things, I developed a real good sleeping disorder. And for the number of people in this country who suffer from sleep disorders like mine for a variety of reasons, it seems to me that Bedfan might be just what the doctor ordered.
Well, when you have that kind of sleep disorder, what you're probably thinking about is all the stress that you were going through at the same time.
Affirmative.
And when you think about all the problems that we're taking on these days, and you try to think about those at night when you're trying to get to sleep, you start to get a little hot. And I can attest to that to myself, because, you know, just the things that are going on these days that you listen to on RBN, you know, that'll make you stay awake a little bit.
Yes.
with the bed thing, what I was saying earlier was, typically you can reach a equilibrium and you can stay cool all night. But when you start to think about things that you know, you just get worked up about them. Your heart rate goes up, your body temperature goes up, and that's when you break through that equilibrium point. And once you do that, it's just a snowball effect, because the heat that you can typically dissipate through your sheets and through your bed, that heat starts to build up, and it just snowballs and snowballs. And the more it builds up, the hotter you get, and the hotter you get, the faster you get to the point to where you can't sleep. And what the bed fan allows you to do is to eliminate that heat via the convection method. And what I mean by that, it is going to distribute a gentle breeze between your sheets, not across your bed or anything like that. It's not like a ceiling fan or anything like that. It's going between your sheets, so it's attacking that problem directly. It's getting rid of that heat that builds up between those sheets.
How simple is it, given the fact that a guy like me has virtually zero technological knowledge or capability? How easy is it to install one of these bed fans?
Well, the term install doesn't even come to mind when you put this thing on your bed. Basically, you're setting it at the foot of your bed. You're adjusting what we call a little breeze bar. Basically, what that does is it just holds the sheets up about an inch. And once you get your comforter and things like that on there, you don't even really know it's there. And once you get that set up, all you do is tuck your sheets in, and that's all. So it's very simple. It's very, you know, it's very fast. No tools are required. You just tuck your sheets in, and then you put your little speed controller. You can control the speed of the fan by a little controller. You just put that right under your pillow.
Yeah, so in other words, what you're telling us, and that's good news for me, is that this is an extremely user-friendly device.
Very much so. We've got, I'd say the majority of our customers are women that are going through menopause. And with their situation, they have, in the evening, or even during the daytime, they will have what is known as a hot flash. And that is a drastic rise in body temperature in a short period of time. Now, if they're not able to get rid of that heat, the next thing that they're going to run into is a fourth method of body cooling, and that's called sweating. And when you get to that point, it's pretty much a game-over type situation, because now you got to get up and dry yourself off, cool off, whatever you got to do, get back in bed, and the cycle starts all over again. But with this, what you're able to do is keep that equilibrium to the point to where you never reach that sweating point.
Yes, and so that I can see where that's a very key issue, because if you have the equilibrium and are maintaining the proper body temperature in equilibrium, there's a chance that you might be fortunate enough to get 6, 7, 8 hours of deep sleep, whereas if you don't have that temperature equilibrium and you reach a point where this night sweats thing becomes an issue, then who knows, maybe every two or three hours in a 6 to 8 hour cycle, you're going to be up in the middle of the night, which generally for most people would be at least three times a night. And there you have the end of any deep sleep, and that has all kinds of health implications.
Exactly. You just can't function without the proper amount of sleep. And so when a person first gets the bed fan, they'll set it up at the foot of the bed, and they'll start off slowly, just gradually bringing the speed up. And you have to... The only thing that you really have to learn is how to create a little channel for that air to flow through. You sleep on your side or you sleep on your back or whatever, you can create a channel to where that air just exits out by your shoulders, and you can actually feel that heat coming out.
Yes. Well, that's amazing. Would you say that most of your customers hail from Texas, or are you also getting people from around the continental United States that are at bedfan.com?
Well, I just got an order from Valdez, Alaska, so that should tell you that it's not a regional thing. It occurs everywhere, and we have people from Alaska and Canada and South Texas and Mexico and Japan and Hawaii, and they're all over the place, so it's not a regional thing. But the warmer the climate is, the more people are to use this. And even if it's a cold climate, you're still going to be in a situation where you may be a hotter sleeper than your partner. And in order for your partner to stay comfortable, they need it a little warmer, where you would like it a little cooler. You can do that. You can isolate one person or the other on the bed and keep that one person cooler than the other person. And it also helps quite a bit during the summer when you're able to raise your thermostat a few degrees and still get that restful sleep that you've been trying to get.
Just in terms of a brief biography of Kurt Tompkins, how did you initially get into this business?
Well, I started out with it because I was in a house that was running exorbitant air conditioning bills, and I thought there's got to be a way to make this better. So I started, you know, messing around, just building different fans that would do essentially the same thing that this one does, but on a little cruder basis. Now, the first prototype that I built, I mentioned it to my mother-in-law, and she told me that she was going through menopause, and she was unable to sleep for, you know, the night through. So I gave her one to try, and I got a call that next morning, and that was the first night that she slept the entire night through.
Yes.
So I figured that would be a good reason to try to get this thing to the market, was to help people like herself and like myself trying to save electricity, and for her trying to get some decent night's sleep.
How long has Bedfan been operational?
We started bringing the Bedfan to the market on the middle to latter part of last summer. So it was a good time to bring it to the market, but unfortunately, you know, we ran into old man winter, and that, you know, has slowed ourselves down quite a bit. But we are also selling quite a bit into the southern states, and like I say, up into Alaska. There are still people that are buying it, realizing that it is something that can help them. I've got some customers that have ordered 5 and 7 units already. And but I call them up and ask them what they're doing with it, why they're ordering so many of them. One guy has fitted his entire family with them, and he has saved quite a bit on his electric bill. And another fellow, he's been giving them away to his different friends and family members, and he's got a father that's going through radiation and chemotherapy right now. So he has actually lost quite a bit of weight, and his mother has been suffering because he gets colder and she gets hotter. So he got one for his mother.
So it seems to me that as we talk about Bedfan, and again, people can find you, Kurt, at bedfan.com, that all kinds of folks representing a significant cross spectrum of demographics can profit by this device. I mean, you've mentioned women that are going through menopause, people that are under high stress, which I presume is a good percentage of the American public, a high stress that can lead to night sweats and adrenal gland exhaustion. We're talking about folks that have sleep disturbances due to difficulty with dreams and bad dreams, nightmares, this sort of thing, that all across the board that we're talking about a device in this case that is going to alleviate a lot of difficulties for people of all ages in a variety of situations and conditions. And that this is something, emphasizing what you've talked about at the beginning of our conversation, is absolutely user-friendly. In other words, even Mark Gankoff would know how to use it.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty simple guy myself, so I had to design it that way, and it makes it easy for everyone to set up, and it's just a real comfort knowing that there's something there to help you when that time comes that you need it. And there's other people, like women that are pregnant. They have a hard time controlling their body temperatures at night. People that are taking different medications, a lot of medications cause you to do the same thing. So there's a whole slew of people that are using this and enjoying it. It's been a real blessing to us to be able to help a lot of people like that out.
Yeah, one thing I would like to do for you, Kurt, and I would also like to do for Window Genie up in Canada, who's going to be on this show tomorrow, is to utilize my own connection at the broadcast interview source in Washington, D.C., to put out some gratis information on your company for the World Wide Web. I wanted to ask you a couple of additional questions before we reach the next guest at 8:30, so stay on the line, Kurt. We're joined right now by Kurt Tompkins of www.bedfan.com in San Antonio. Stay tuned for him and for two other guests at 8:30 and at 9 a.m. This is Mark Dankos, America on RBN. We'll be back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that is going to be carrying Mark Dankos, America, for the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to Memphis. Welcome to a new element in the American South that's listening to this broadcast. That will add to our continued attempt to pick up new conventional affiliates, as well as a revitalization of our Internet World Wide Web outreach and our international shortwave broadcasts. And as I think I mentioned at the throughout the show thus far, I'm going to be on Dr. Hesham Talawi's Current Issues Television tonight, which you can find at www.currentissues.tv. He'll have me on at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, speaking about Christian Zionism. That telecast will be seen throughout the world and throughout the Middle East, including Tehran, Iran. So if you want to see some good Internet television, this is my first experience with it. Tune in tonight at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. for my conversation with Dr. Hesham Tilawi at www.currentissues.tv. We've been joined in recent minutes by a very close friend of the Republic Broadcasting Network, Kirk Tompkins, who has a device that if you have any kind of a sleeping disorder, which includes me, and which includes my technician at the Republic Broadcasting Network, who was telling me about this during the last commercial break, you may well profit. I believe you will profit by taking a look at www.bedfan.com. Kurt Tompkins of San Antonio is selling that product, and it has helped untold numbers of people, not simply in Texas, but around the world and around the country. Kurt, just another interesting note in the final couple of minutes that you and I are on here. How did you become involved with the Republic Broadcasting Network in terms of marketing Bedfan?
Well, it covers several issues that I'm concerned about, and I don't think there's any better way to help facilitate getting that information out than to help to support the networks that do that.
Yes, and you know, it's encouraging to me, speaking with you and speaking with Window Genie up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada a few days ago, that we have a series of advertisers that have been very, very faithful to the Republic Broadcasting Network, who understand that this is not simply a question of getting information about their fine product out to a national and international audience. But there's also the issue of corporate news media and the fact that there are some things that the American people and that the wider world need to know about that are only coming to them through alternative media. And that only happens if we have people like Kirk Tompkins at Bedfan and Window Genie helping us out on this thing. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, Kurt, I will see you at a future juncture. And it is not false advertising to say that the host of this show and a certain tech at the Republic Broadcasting Network will probably in coming weeks be two of your new customers. And again, for the listeners, you can find Kurt Tompkins in San Antonio, Texas. But more importantly, you can find him and find Bedfan at www.bedfan.com. Kurt, God bless you, sir.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Mark.
Hey, talk to you again real soon. Thank you. That was Kurt Tompkins of Bedfan. And again, if you are not familiar with that product and what it can do for you if you have a sleep deprivation problem, check out www.bedfan.com. You know, we're going to be joined in a few minutes by a very interesting guy. His name is Jeff Patterson, Patterson, one T. He hails from the San Francisco area, and I found out about Jeff some days ago when doing my usual news summaries for myself. He's going to be talking with us after the next commercial break about the whole issue of the Lieutenant Aaron Watata case. If you are not familiar with that legal case, it is a very fascinating thing to read about because it involves an Army lieutenant whose case was recently declared a mistrial. And in that whole situation, the whole issue of what is and is not legal and moral and appropriate for members of the American military as it relates to items of conscience and as it relates to constitutional freedom of expression, you need to become aware of this Lieutenant Aaron Watata case. And Jeff Patterson is actually in Oakland, California. He's an organizer for something called Courage to Resist, an organization dedicated to supporting military war objectors. This is a very controversial subject, obviously, both left, right, and center. And what we discover is that when Jeff Patterson was an active duty U.S. Marine Corps artillery controller in August of 1990, he was the first military service member to publicly oppose and face court-martial for refusing to deploy in support of Operation Desert Storm. As was the case with Lieutenant Watata, Corporal Patterson was also represented by a civilian attorney by the name of Eric Seitz. We hope to have Jeff Patterson on the line coming to us from Oakland, California, when Mark Gankoff's America returns on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. They will be carrying Mark Dankos, America, on the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider audience in the American South. We have, of course, ongoing expansions of our internet radio operation at www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can also catch us on the International Shortwave, where we are expanding there. And tonight, of course, as I mentioned, I will be on Dr. Hesham Talawi's show, television show on the internet, www.currentissues.tv, talking about the whole business of Christian Zionism. You can find Dr. Hesham Talawi's site tonight, beginning at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at currentissues.tv. He is an Arab American who has an international television show with some incredible guests, many of whom you will recognize if you check that page. I will be his special guest tonight, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Shifting gears now, we have a very, very interesting man that I want to feature in the next half hour on this show. Jeff Patterson is based in Oakland, California. He's an organizer for something called Courage to Resist, which you can find at couragetoresist.org. And he has a post at lewrockwell.com that deals with the Lieutenant Aaron Ouattara mistrial and what Jeff describes as a very clear victory for those who insist that the president's war in Iraq is an illegal and unconstitutional war. Jeff Patterson, of course, as I've already mentioned, is in Oakland, California. He's an organizer for Courage to Resist. As an active-duty U.S. Marine artillery controller in August of 1990, Corporal Jeff Patterson was the first military service member to publicly oppose and face court-martial for refusing to deploy in support of Operation Desert Storm. As in the case of Lieutenant Aaron Ouattara, Corporal Patterson was also represented by civilian attorney Eric Seitz. I might also mention that my old friend Daniel New, whose son Michael New, was court-martialed for refusing to don the insignia of the United Nations in Macedonia without an act of Congress authorizing that. That story and that subject may also come into play in terms of our conversation today. Jeff, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Still a little bit early on the West Coast, or Left Coast, whichever.
Yeah, I really appreciate the fact that both in your case and in Dr. Chalmers Johnson's case, who was on the show on Friday coming from San Diego, that both of you came on at a very early hour in the morning. That's a pretty difficult thing when you're trying to get it together for a radio broadcast. Jeff, I found your story at lewrockwell.com on this Ouattara case to be absolutely fascinating. For the listeners who do not know who Lieutenant Aaron Ouattara is, enlighten us and then explain to us the implications of this recent declaration of a mistrial in that case.
Well, that might be a big story, but I'll try to keep it short. Lieutenant Ouattara was an artillery controller based out, not an artillery controller, but artillery director, a striker brigade officer. Striker brigades are lightly armored tanks for urban warfare, and they're currently involved in clearing subversive insurgent regions in Baghdad. So that was his job. That was going to be his job. About a year before he was ordered to go to Iraq, he was ordered to prepare his troops to go to Iraq, and that meant studying what had happened thus far in Iraq. And as a surprise to everybody, himself mostly, he actually came to the conclusion that beyond a shadow of a doubt in his mind that the war in Iraq was actually not only what he considered an immoral war, but an illegal war based on U.S. international law, the separation of powers between the Congress and the president, that was based on basically lies. I think he might have tried to avoid using that word so much as an officer, but the president lied to us, and that's the reason why we're in there. So he tried to resign when he realized that, and he fought for 6 months to try to resign before the military, basically out of vindictiveness, knowing that he was going to refuse to go, ordered him to deploy to Iraq anyways. At that point, he realized that he can either keep his mouth shut against what he believed and go along with the program or speak out, and that's what he did. He actually spoke out on June 7th of 2006 in a Tacoma press conference that was well attended by the national and international media. My role in all this is that when he decided to speak out, he was looking for help to do so because as an Army officer, he didn't have a lot of experience in conducting international press conferences. And that's where my group, Courage to Resist, stepped in. And we've been working with him and his family ever since, supporting him and politically, and also, raising the money to pay all of his political bills and his family's expenses and whatnot. So that happened back in June, and he spoke out, and he's continued speaking out, and it came to no surprise to anybody that he was court-martialed for missing movement to Iraq. That's pretty clear. He didn't get on the plane. He didn't get on the plane intentionally because he believed the war was illegal. That wasn't a political gimmick on his part. It was simply his belief. And if the war was illegal, then the order to deploy to an illegal war must also be illegal, which is pretty straightforward a deduction from that situation.
Is that the reason, Jeff, why there was a mistrial declared in this whole thing, that the relevant federal court did really not want to examine the questions of legality and constitutionality when it comes to this war?
Well, the 2 weeks ago, his trial started on February 5th. It went on to the 6th and the 7th. I had spent a lot of time working with Lieutenant Watada in the spring and throughout the fall up in Seattle. And I was again there for the court martial, I've attended a few court martials now, and none of them compared to what I saw in Fort Lewis last week. And that was basically the problem with the military was they attempted to charge him with both missing movement, and on that count, basically declare why he missed the movement completely irrelevant to the case. But at the same time, they charged him with conduct unbecoming an officer, based on his speeches about why he didn't get on the plane to go to Iraq. So you're actually charging motive as a crime and then telling the man that motive is irrelevant to his defense. And it was that basically that intellectual catch-22 the military was caught in that eventually led the government, not only the government, but the judge himself to orchestrate, which would later become a mistrial. And because the government orchestrated this mistrial, the judge in this case, over the strong objections of the defense, after the prosecution had presented its entire case against Lieutenant Watada, and when the prosecution finished, the judge said, "Is that all you have?" So this is a situation where Lieutenant Watada, through against all odds, got a relatively fair hearing before a military panel in this court-martial, and the judge summed up the situation that it was very unlikely that Lieutenant Watada would be found guilty of speaking out publicly. What would that say right now when you have a very unpopular war and you have tens of thousands of troops who are being stop-lost within the military, forced to return to Iraq a second or third or fourth time, and telling them the most outspoken person in the military, this lieutenant, who got up and said all these things, he's going to be acquitted of speaking out from within the military. And that would be a clear signal that maybe it's not formally endorsed that you can speak out from within the military, but it would be a clear signal that you probably could get away with it. And then on the missing movement charge, he might have been convicted, but there was a basis to believe that these panelists were actually looking at whether that was even going to happen. And if it was going to happen, the government was going into this case looking for 6 or 8 years to throw this guy in prison, and it was clear that the panelists were thinking about, well, more along the lines of 6 or 9 months in prison. And there are many troops in the military today who might take that deal, who might take the deal of, well, spending a few months in prison instead of going to Iraq, which they've already seen for the most part, and, thrown into the situation of, well, 1,000 people outside protesting on your behalf, including Sean Penn and all this kind of stuff. Well, they might take that deal. In that situation, the judge basically orchestrated a mistrial to try to either do one or two things, and that is either give the prosecution a chance to get their act together, come back in the springtime with a better case, or the possibility that this whole thing will be thrown out on a mistrial, and not be allowed to be retried based on the double jeopardy clause of the Constitution. And the judge might not have realized how much that applied in this case, but after the dust is settled, it clearly applies, and I don't expect this case to ever come back. But that still allows the military to say, listen, This is a lucky bastard who got off on a technicality. We don't have any precedent being set. And to all the people who are thinking about doing something similar to what Lieutenant Watada has done, including simply speaking out publicly and, very forcefully, just say, this guy is a lucky bastard who got off on a technicality, and that's going to be their spin. But the fact is, it was only because of, 1,000 people and tens of thousands of people writing letters on his behalf and all this kind of stuff to put the military in a position that took them out of their natural zone of military justice, which really is not so much about justice, but simply doling out punishment to soldiers. So that's my take on the overall situation.
Well, of course, you're a lot closer to this clearly than I am, both in the case of Lieutenant Aaron Watada as well as the larger, if we can put it this way, anti-war movement, using that phrase advisedly. It seems to me, in terms of your own website, which is www.couragetoresist.org, that as I look at your site and examine all kinds of things on a daily basis, both in corporate media as well as in alternative media, it seems to me that in contrast to the Vietnam War, that it is, as I look at this whole issue of Iraq and, of course, all of this coverage that's being given to the potential for an American and or Israeli preemptive action against Iran, that there's a much broader, potentially, left-right anti-war coalition building. I mean, I'm struck by the fact that if I go to LouRockwell.com, I might find Ramsey Clark there talking about some of this. Might find somebody like Dr. Richard Cummings talking about it, Pat Buchanan talking about it. Is it your sense of things that this time around, the military and the proponents of this neoconservative war in the Middle East are going to have a harder time keeping the lid on things because the opposition to this particular conflict looks like it has the potential to go beyond what was perceived in the Vietnam War as the so-called left to the middle and to the right as well?
Well, our group, basically, we support the troops that refuse to fight, and we don't really hear so much why they're refusing to fight. We have people coming forward that claim religious affiliations, and we have people saying that they're conscientious objectors. Lieutenant Watada was not a conscientious objector, and he was willing to fight in Afghanistan. He said to the Army, I can't follow an immoral, illegal order, but I haven't come to that same conclusion about Afghanistan. I'd be willing to deploy there to fulfill my contract. I think what you have in this current war is, the people in the military signed up to join the military. Many of them, I would say the vast majority of them, were not lefties or whatever when they did so, and certainly I wasn't back when I joined up. But they've come to this conclusion based on, how futile this war, how brutal and immoral this war is, based on their own personal experience in Iraq for the most part. So you have people that joined out of a sense of patriotism, who joined out of a sense of duty to their government, things that aren't normally associated with the American left, and then being forced with what they've seen to come to some other position. So I think that way, you don't have the sense of, oh, these are a bunch of lefties running around Iraq, with their weapons and just trying to figure out a way to throw down their weapons and, create a peacenik farm when they get back or something. You see a divergent group of people, including Lieutenant Aaron Watada at this point.
Yeah, and that, to me, is what makes this Watada case so interesting, going back again to the so-called Michael New case, which I think goes back all the way to 1995. Michael New is a person that I have met. That's N-E-W, Michael New. And his father, Daniel New, is a friend of mine right here in the state of Texas. And Michael New objected to donning the insignia of the United Nations in his role as a U.S. Army medic, I believe, in Macedonia. And New had an exemplary military record up to that point. He is not a pacifist. He is anything but a leftist. He is an America First paleo-conservative, if we use this term very advisedly, right-wing kind of guy. in regard to his responsibilities to defend his country according to his understanding of the Constitution of the United States. And it seems to me with the Ouattara case and also with the Michael New case going back to the mid-90s that we're talking about a situation here where it is difficult and difficult to the point of impossibility for fair-minded people to look at these two cases and to say, well, these guys are cowards or they're disloyal to America or they would not take up arms under any circumstances. These guys are malcontents, they're subversives, whatever it happens to be. Clearly, when you look at Aaron Ouattara's profile or Michael New's profile, that would seem to be absurd on its face, which is why I think the military and the Justice Department and the executive branch of our government is having such a hard time trying to figure out what to do with these cases. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live on the Republic Broadcasting Network from San Antonio, Texas. We'll be back with Jeff Patterson in a couple of minutes. And then shortly after 9 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, we'll be joined by Michael Perutka of the Constitution Party. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we greet WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee, as an affiliated station for Mark Dankos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. That will increase our conventional radio outreach throughout the American South. At the same time that we're working on relationships with new affiliates and expanding our international shortwave outreach and really going back into a much wider development of our internet radio system in the days ahead. I will be on tonight, by the way, with Dr. Hesham Tilawi on Current Issues Television, which you can find at www.currentissues.tv. You can watch me or watch Dr. Tilawi online tonight live on your computer, and he'll have me on at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to discuss the whole issue of Christian Zionism, what it is, where it came from, what its philosophical and theological presuppositions are, and how it is the ideological glue that seems to fuel so many people on the American right who support Bush's war and who support an expansion of that war. I think that's clearly misguided, and we're going to talk about that tonight on currentissues.tv with Dr. Hesham Tilawi interviewing me at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Getting back to Jeff Patterson here, Jeff, we have, with commercial breaks, a very, very short period of time for you left before 9 o'clock this morning. I wanted to ask you a little bit about CourageToResist.org, which is your website. How long have you been operational, and what in general are the kinds of things you're doing, not just with the Ouattara case, but with other things?
Well, I've been working with people in the military who are speaking out since I, you know, refused to go to the Persian Gulf myself too many years ago to remember. And we help gather legal defense attorneys for these folks. We help fly their families around the country. We help pay for their legal expenses. And we help them speak out in the media and try to articulate what they're doing to get over this issue. You know, try to get over the spin of, you know, they're simply cowards who are afraid of dying or something like that. You know, I've actually never met you know, a military objector who's afraid of dying. They're more afraid of killing, you know, in a particular war that they disagree with and trying to live with themselves for being placed in a situation of doing that and yet doing it despite what their conscience tells them otherwise. So, you know, we help the troops who refuse to fight, and we focus on those who publicly speak out, because those are the people that are going to be in the scope of military prosecutors. But we also help people who, don't publicly speak out but simply want to disappear for a while, and there's tens of thousands of those people. There's hundreds in Canada and so forth. You know, one of the first people I met was a Brandon Huey's father. Brandon was from Texas, and he took off to Canada to oppose, to avoid, basically, a war he didn't believe in. And I remember talking to his father from rural Texas, not too far from Crawford, Bush's ranch. And at first he disowned his son until he started learning more about what was actually going on and what was the real situation in Iraq.
Jeff, thank you for being on. You can find Jeff Patterson at CourageToResist.org. You can also find his post at LouRockwell.com entitled Lieutenant Ouattara Mistrial, A Clear Victory. I'll be posting that news story later at the Paleo Conservative Breaking All the Rules news site. We'll be back with Michael Perutka, the 2004 candidate of the Constitution Party, when Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.